All right, it's just gone 20 to 9. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We're going to be speaking shortly this to Iman Muqaddam about the aspect of regaining your energy post-Ramadan. Regaining your energy post-Ramadan. That's an interesting perspective, isn't it? We've got to get back on our feet after a different kind of routine during the month of Ramadan. Okay, so joining us on the line, we've got Iman Muqaddam, clinical dietitian working at the Reslow Private Hospital in Centurion, has a master's in therapeutic nutrition with a special interest in post-surgery and critical care. Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thanks for having me.
So, Ramadan has its own rigors on the body. It has its own routine. Then we went into Eid, and naturally people indulge. And sometimes Eid is not just one day. It's a couple of days thereafter until all the goodies have been totally consumed. What should we be keeping in mind now, 1 week and a day post Ramadan, in terms of getting our bodies back into a normal routine?
I think if we look at this question, Maulana, we can actually break it down into a few parts. And the first part being that the fasting during Ramadan entails a major shift from our normal eating patterns. As Maulana just mentioned, we indulge a lot, especially during the late hours after iftar, after Taraweeh, and then, you know, the about a week of Eid celebration thereafter. So what happens during Ramadan itself is we have an exclusive nocturnal eating pattern, because obviously we start fasting before sunrise and then we break our fast at sunset. And during this time, what happens to our bodies is that we go through an intermittent liver glycogen depletion, as well as then repleting that what has been depleted. So usually how this would be felt is that in the early mornings, once we start fasting, our carbs are our main source of fuel. But as the day progresses, and especially towards the end, closer to iftar, our body starts using up its lipid or fat stores. And this is when you actually feel that dip of energy. And this is why usually after eating at iftar, we automatically feel like, you know, you're a little bit too tired. And that's why we say don't overindulge at iftar. The second part of this is that during Ramadan, we also have a lot of changes to our sleeping pattern. And this affects our circadian rhythms as well as our hormones. And then, like I mentioned, that we are indulging to in the evening. And this gives us an entire metabolic shift. So now where we are just over a week after Eid, we're feeling very fatigued. And I know I can speak for myself with 100% confidence that I feel so exhausted in this time. Mm. You know, and I wonder often, like during Ramadan, I had so much energy, but suddenly I feel like towards the end of the day, I can't keep my eyes open. I'm losing concentration, losing focus at work, and also finding it a bit harder to get back into your usual physical activity or fitness activity or gym activity. Even if you were exercising during Ramadan, it's a bit harder to get back now. And then the other thing is that we sometimes feel, especially now in South Africa, we're going into the colder months, into our winter season. So our immunity might just feel a little bit, you know, like you've been hit by a bus and we don't feel as strong. And so what happens now is the whole idea of getting us back to that is, so obviously it took 30 days to reach to this point. It can't happen overnight. But what you can do and how you can restart and get rid of this post-Ramadan fatigue, number one, is trying to get back to an exercise routine. So even if you weren't somebody that was a fitness, or you don't have to be going to the gym 7 days a week, just doing some form of physical activity and trying to make it something that's regular helps to boost not only your mood and energy, but it also wakes you up. And this is because when you work out or when you engage in physical activity, it increases the blood flow and oxygen throughout your body, which results in shaking off that fatigue. And then the second part is obviously the most important, which is getting back into a healthy, balanced diet, which will then improve your total wellness overall. So we're looking at things that's high in fiber, like your fruits and vegetables, foods that are high in your protein, and obviously low in salt and sugar to maintain these energy levels. I think we were quite dehydrated during Ramadan. We had a few very hot days in the early 2 weeks of Ramadan, where we obviously felt a bit of dehydration. So slowly getting back into drinking enough fluid, 8 glasses of water a day, is quite important. And I know, like, now when you feel so tired and so fatigued, you quickly grab for something that is, you know, highly caffeinated, energy drinks, the coffee beverages, you know, those things that just give you a burst of energy. But if we just think about it, we weren't relying on these beverages during Ramadan. And because our bodies are feeling so tired, it is tempting to grab your coffee during the day, but it only dehydrates you a bit further. And then it's going to affect the sleeping patterns, which is another thing that we've got to get back into routine, because obviously sleep being the last piece of this puzzle, we have to try to avoid staying up late, trying to get back into a healthy routine, you know, switching off your devices towards the early parts of the evening, finding something that calms you and relaxes you so that you could go back to a regular sleeping pattern, as I think our sleep was all affected during Ramadan.
Now, in as far as the diet aspect is concerned, do people lose weight during Ramadan, generally speaking, pick up weight, or does it stay the same? Then you've had this indulgence over the Eid period. In terms of weight management going into winter now, what would you suggest?
So it's very interpersonal. So some people would lose weight, some people are only losing muscle, and then their fatigue's obviously greater. And some people stay the same or gain the weight. It just depends on our eating habits or our diet during Ramadan. So obviously going into winter, I know we should think, I mentioned this the other day actually, we shouldn't think of ourselves as bears ready to store things for winter. We need to focus on ourselves and our well-being. Like, the idea is not only to just shed a few kilos, but reach a point where you feel comfortable in your skin, but also where you feel at your highest energy level. So your energy should peak. And this can only be done through a wholesome diet. Remember that exercise, does play a massive role, but without diet, exercise becomes incomplete. That last piece of, you can't basically outrun an unhealthy diet.
Is it easier or more difficult to lose weight in winter?
It depends on the person. That's a very individual thing. Some people find it easier because they feel for more hearty meals. So the sugar cravings may be a little bit less, but then you think of your stew or your curry or your soups. And I mean, I know that with soup, if some people feel like they need to have the breads or the carbs, you can choose your healthier carbs, which can affect it can prevent that unhealthy weight gain. But then you have on the other part of the spectrum, where a lot of people would say they crave sweeter things during winter, and that's what would actually hinder your weight loss and make it a bit more difficult.
All right, Iman, shukran so much for your time and for chatting to us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mulana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That was Iman Mukaddam, dietitian, talking to us about getting your energy back and getting back on track, physically speaking, after Ramadan.